we're continuing with Chayyadim, and we're starting Klal Nun, which is the basic rules of Bracha Achorna. So the Chayyadim starts in Siman Aleph. It says, Ksiv Torah, V'yachalto, V'savoto, V'yarachto. So the Torah tells us that there's a mitzvah to say Bracha Achorna after you eat. So he mitzvah the same in the Torah, L'vorach, Achor, Achilas, Lechem, L'kula Yalma. That's how Repuskim Gam Aldayin Minim. It's a mitzvah to say in the Torah after a person eats bread to say a bracha. There is a mitzvah to say Minat Torah according to many poskim after one of the Zayin Minim that we should also say a bracha achrona. The Chayyadim will explain more as we go along on this point. Okay. Kimishim Mitzino mitzvah to say the Raisa, the work Acher Hanosai, Tikhtuman Shekhes Zagdela, the work Al Kol Dober Shachal bracha achrona. So, since we find the mitzvah in the Torah to say a bracha after you eat, so Chazal came to Raisa Tikein, they followed the cue of the Torah, and they were masakin along the same way the Torah said to do. Even the foods of the Torah do not require a bracha achrona, Chazal Mechayev a bracha achrona. So it comes out that we end up that there are three types of bracha achrona, Behen Gimel, Birchaz Amozen, Bracha Achaz Mein Sholosh, Uberei Nefoshos. Within Berachas Amozen, Nisparag B'chal Mem Zayin. So the halachas of benching we already discussed before. So we're going to focus now on the halachas of saying the bracha of Me'en Gimel and the bracha of Brein Afoshos. And that's going to be the sim is going to be discussing those two topics. Now, in Simon Beis, he's going to discuss what exactly is the bracha, the basic parts of this bracha, which is called Bracha Achaz Me'en Gimel. So Me'en means it's an abridged version. It's a similar to the regular full three brachas. It's not the full three brachas actually. You only say one bracha, bracha achas. Me'ein sholosh. When the bracha that we say Friday night, Magen Ovis, is called bracha achas me'ein sheva. It's one bracha. It starts with the baruch and ends with the baruch, but it's one bracha which touches on all of the seven brachas of the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei in the same time. So it's called Bracha Achas Me'en Sheva. Here we have Bracha Achas Me'en Sholosh. It's one Bracha which is Me'en of Sholosh. So the Chayyadim is going to explain in the next Siman why it's called Me'en Sholosh, because there are four Brachas in benching. Okay, let's say he's going to go through the Bracha. Let's see it inside. Siman Beis. Bracha Achas Me'en Gimel. The bracha, which is one bracha, which is me'ein, it's similar to three brachas. He birchas ala michya, oyala gefen, oyala eitz. That's what we are referring to when we say bracha achaz me'en gimel. We mean the bracha which we call ala michya, or the bracha which we call ala gefen, or ala eitz. So why is that called me'en gimel? The fishi, he chalalas bracha achaz me'en gimel bracha shabirchas emosin. In one bracha, you get something along the lines of the three brachas of benching. How so? That negative bracha b'shana azana sakol amrim kan ala michya or ala gefen ala eitz. The brachim gives sustenance. So here we say that we thank Kodesh Baruch Hu for a specific type of sustenance. The michya, the gefen, the eitz. Negative bracha shnia shi ala arts ala mazon. The second bracha, which is the bracha for Eretz Yisrael. We talk about the mile of Eretz Yisrael. The third bracha is Bnei Yerushalayim. Amrim kan ubnei Yerushalayim. Your husband here, we may know b'halein l'sucha, etc. So we daven for Eretz Yisrael. Corresponding to a teva meiti, which is the fourth bracha of benching. Amrim gam kain. So we're also talking about the bracha was a toiv meitiv. So we really say in this bracha me'ein dalad brachas. There's something here which is a corresponding to four different brachas. Al v'shigesh v'bracha zoi me'ein dalad brachas. So now, honestly, we have in this bracha me'ein dalad brachas, not me'ein gimel brachas. So nikras me'ein gimel, still called me'ein gimel. Why so? V'fisha ikir b'rachas amazim in a Torah heimrak gimel brachas. Because the Iker Brichas and Mazin the Rice is only three brachas, the Tabimetiv is a Darabanan. So therefore, the main point over here is this bracha contains in it me'ein, something which corresponds to the three brachas deraisa. It has other things in it as well, but it also has that. Some suggest that possibly it was called Me'en Gimel because originally, before they were Masakin, the fourth bracha was only instituted at the time of the Haruge Beitar. This bracha was already around, already had a name, Me'en Gimel, well before this, the story of Haruge Beitar. So, since that was so, that this was already called Me'en Gimel, and when there only were three brachas in mentioning, it maintained the name of Me'en Gimel even after they added the fourth bracha. That's another suggestion to explain why that's so. Okay. Now, this bracha, which is Me'en Gimel, he's going to discuss now exactly what do we say it on, whether it's a deraisa or a rabbanon, and he's going to explain that machlokes in the next siman. And meanwhile, I have a discussion.